Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Joseph Sternberg about Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, with an overwhelming majority in Congress with his Labour Party, and yet profoundly troubled by attacks from his backbench, by outsiders, by the Tories sometimes, by Farage, by just sitting there and signing up people who leave Labour. Why are they going to Nigel Farage, the author of A Tiny Party Given Numbers? Joseph explains. And what is to be done? Starmer is to be done. More of this tonight. Thank you.
Oh, I think that Starmer has enormous political problems right now that he clearly has no idea how to solve. So I think that the overarching fact of British politics at the moment is that a lot of voters who used to be part of the Labour Party base, Keir Starmer's party, are fleeing in droves to Nigel Farage's Reform Party. This is because these voters are frustrated with immigration and the fact that no major party has been able to get a grip on the illegal immigration crisis in particular. They are annoyed about Labour's leftward drift on a lot of culture issues, especially trans issues and things like that. And I think that Starmer just has no clue what to do about this. I mean, the sensible thing would be to come out and say, okay, we have heard you. We are going to get serious about immigration. And in some ways, Starmer is trying to do that. They've come out with some proposals that are, on balance, okay, tougher citizenship tests, tighter limitations on who can come into the country, tighter restrictions on welfare benefits for recent arrivals, that sort of thing. But the problem is that this is very controversial with the far left of the Labour Party, so they're internally divided on that. And reform, if you have decided that you are going to vote for reform, by definition, you have lost faith in the Labour Party to fix these issues.